Of course, we're always hopeful that we could find the holy grail of the Bermuda Triangle search, which is Flight 19. But any plane that we can locate is a jigsaw piece of the puzzle of the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle.
Deep in the heart of the triangle lie the islands of Bimini. It's here where the Littles prepare for their next dive on a wreck that lies to the south of the islands.
It was actually found by a Bahamian who found it quite by accident. Nobody else seems to know about it.
A local fisherman gives the precise location of the wreckage.
We ran across this flaggrass. We knew in the grass it'd have to be a sunken boat or some wreck. And that's when we started searching, got overboard, discovered it was a plane.
Finding proof of this plane's identity is the Littles' main objective. A registration number is ideal, which is often found on the tail of the aircraft. But it's a long shot. And nothing is certain until they dive into the depths of the triangle.
Everyone, you don't know what it is. And it really is. Like, every one of them's a mystery. Every one of them, it just kind of screams, investigate me, see what I am.
The Littles venture out to solve the mystery of this sunken plane. But aircraft aren't the only disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle. Some of the most amazing vanishing acts have involved ships and boats. February 1918. The U.S. Navy collier USS Cyclops travels from Rio de Janeiro to Baltimore, carrying 306 crew and passengers. She is never seen or heard from again. No trace of the ship or crew. Evidence of the triangle's mysterious powers? Or is there another explanation? One theory is that large ships in the region might have been sunk by bubbles of gas. A theory that could hold the key to the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle.